Live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School for the second of three matches tonight in the C-19 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament as the postseason is here. And every match should be a good one from here on out as we have the number 2 and 3 seeds, the 18-10 Wood River Eagles, and the 24-4 Minden Whippets. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our first match went to Centura, a four-setter over Gibbon, 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 26-24. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this match. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank is simply better. First off, for the Wood River Eagles, this is their service rotation. Number 7 is a 5-foot, 5-inch senior, Angie Powers. Number 13, 5'9", sophomore, Kelly Bossert. Number 9, a 5'2", freshman, Kelsey Baugh. She'll be followed in the rotation by number 6, 5'9", junior, Morgan Heiss. Number 17, a 5'7", freshman, Hope Lambrick. And number 5, a 5'6", senior, Bree Castle. The libero is number 33, a 5'6", senior, Jessica Mead. Head coach of the Eagles is Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Farland and Sue Soaker. Wood River is 18-10 on the season. For Minden, number 2 is a 5'6 junior center, Carly Sartorius. Number 11, 5'8 junior outside hitter is Hallie Bauer. Number 4, 5'10 senior middle hitter is Cassandra Choquette. Number 15, 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Elena Boudreau. Number 13, 5'9 freshman outside hitter, Carly Bauer. Number 12, a 5'9 senior middle hitter, Bailey Mueller. And she'll be the libero tonight. Number 1, 5'6 senior, Lauren Taylor. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Rathke, Chris Osterbuehr, and Lori Schultz. They are 24-4 on the season, ranked 7th in the Omaha World Herald and 5th in the Lincoln Journal Star. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Both teams wearing the purple jerseys here this evening. Wood River will move from left to right, Minden from right to left, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to the night's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The first serve is next.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Minden has won the toss, so they'll serve it away. And we're going to get an ace serve to start the match here from Carly Sartorius. And Minden gets the first point, 1-0. It is the best of 5 here in the postseason. And the serve across by Sartorius. Picked up by Wood River back middle. Bree Castle, back row attack. It'll be driven across by Morgan Heiss. How about a back row attack at the other end for Minden? It's picked up by Wood River. They'll go near side attack and get the kill. Angie Bowers will pick up that kill. And that'll make it 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Bowers. Forward River, strong serve, pass close to the net. Good save, free ball knocked across by Heiss on the good save by Sartorius, and then a lift call to the Whippets. And Wood River will get the point. It is 2-1. So Bowers to serve again. Angie fires it across. Picked up there in the back row by Bauer. They get it outside to Boudreau, who tips it across. Handled by the Wood River Eagles, and Kelsey Baugh sets it up. It's tipped right back. Now Heiss on the attack is wide and out of bounds. Point Minden. 2-2 your score. Just getting rolling here in our second match. The final match will have the top seed Kearney Catholic taking on Centura in about an hour and a half or so. Serve across. Pick picked up by the Eagles to the outside. The attack by Heiss this time is going to be out of bounds. And Minden will get the point on serve, 3-2. Allie Bauer back there doing the serving, looking for another point. Takes that half step from the right corner and drives it across. Picked up there by Jessica Mead. Set outside, Heiss off the tip. Minden can't handle and gives the kill to Morgan Heiss, her first. And it's 3-3. These teams did meet earlier this year. And in that match over at the Wood River Quad, it was a best of three, and Minden won it in two sets over the Eagles. Both saying it wasn't their best volleyball, so they're hoping it'll be better here tonight as Boudreaux takes it over. Here's a short set. Eagles blocked up front. Ace blocked by the Whippets, and give that to Cassandra Jo Kent off the attack from Hope Lambrick. 4-3, Minden. And in to serve it away will be the libero, Lauren Taylor. And the serve floats across, stays in the back row, run down there by the center bar, and punched across by Lambert in the back row here for the Whippets. And all they can do is pass it over with Satorius. Here's Baugh, another set outside. Heiss, partially blocked. Good dig there by Lauren Taylor. Stays in the middle for the outside attack that does not get over for Bailey or Carly Bauer that time, the freshman. A lot of youth out here on the floor. A little more for Wood River. And it'll be Eagle volleyball tied at four. Serving it away, the center Baugh. Kelsey across it comes. Minden goes middle. The attack going to be dropped over. Nice dig by Baugh. Overpass. Tipped down by Boudreaux, and they say it's in. Elena Boudreaux will get her first kill. And Minden has a 5-4 lead. Game one, best of five here in this C-19 sub-district semifinal. And even with that 24-4 record, Minden has to win to make it to state. As the serve is across, the Eagles will set it to the right side. Good attack by Heiss, and she will hammer it home. Morgan far and away, the leading attacker on this Eagle ball club. Now she'll go back and serve it away. Let's see if she goes jump serve. Yes, she does. And Heiss, beautiful jump serve. Boudreaux keeps it alive. Run down Satorius. Back row attack into the net for Minden. And Wood River up 6-5. Morgan Heiss, at times this year, has went away from the jump serve when it just hasn't been effective or when they're really trailing and need to make sure it's in. There's a tough serve that clipped the tape, picked up Bauer on the return, overpass back across by Baugh, run down by Minden, and they'll have to set it across, and they do. Picked up by the Eagles, that's Bauer, set it to Angie, and her attack is going to be deep at a point here for Minden. 6-6, game number one. Earlier tonight, Centura beat Gibbon in four tough sets, winning two of their three games, 26-24, so it was very close. Now the floating jump serve that time by number 13, Carly Bauer, and Wood River wastes little time getting it tipped back across. Connor Fisher will get the kill. Connor didn't start but rotates it. It just depends who gets the serve. Wood River leading Minden 7-6. Back and forth we go early on here as Jessica Mead serves it across, picked up by Bailey Miller, and Miller will be blocked up there on the attack, and in the net on Wood River. They would have won the point off the block of number 13, Kelly Bossert, but somebody, and it may have been her, in the net. So Minden will get the ball back, 7-7. And back into the front row is Choquette. Line drive serve at Mead. Going to be trouble here just to get it back, and it is passed across out of the back row by Heiss. Here's a slide right side for the Whippets, dribbled across there by Choquette. The dig is made, and nobody digs it out after that. Fisher had it, but nobody played it after that, and Choquette will get credit for the kill. And Minden takes their first lead since 1-0, 8-7. And Bailey Muller back to serve it away again. As we wind up the first time through this service rotation, in trouble on serve receive, but it's enough to get it into the corner for a kill. Heiss drives it down, and it is in. Give the kill to Morgan Heiss. The official had to change his mind, but I think he made the right call. It's 8-8. And back to serve it will be Carly Redmond in for Wood River. She'll fire it across to Muller. Here's the middle attack driven down by Choquette, and it is just picked up by Redmond, but then they can't pass it across. Wood River did the hard part, but couldn't finish it off, and the Eagles will bring Castle back in. And Minden will serve 9-8, game one. And time to serve it away. Carly Satorius, she had an ace serve to start the match. Fires this one across to Meade. It's above the net. Tipped back over once, twice, and then sent out of bounds by Wood River. Minden gets the point. 10-8. And Satorius will get another opportunity to serve it away here. Back in that far right corner, Satorius has served. Clipped the net, but got over. Meade handles it. Trouble Wood River. They run into each other. One arm return across the net. Here's a short set middle. The attack Choquette hammered it home on a good assist from Satorius. Give the kill to Cassandra Choquette. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Wood River. So, five of the last 6 points scored by the Whippets. And here in the opening set, it's Minden 11, Wood River 8. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman, the folks here at Northwest, and to you listening in, the fine sponsors as well, for making tonight's broadcast possible. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Minden. Wood River calling the first timeout. Minden still serving the volleyball away. Satorius does. Wood River, quick attack. A nice dig out by the Whippet. Rolling it into the block. The Eagles will get the ace block with Kelly Bossert. And so Wood River will get the ball back out of the timeout. 11-9. Minden with the two-point lead. And Bowers to serve it away. Strong serve across the bower. Halley in the middle. Hammers it home. Halley Bauer with her first kill. And it's 12-9 Minden. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Paul and Hastings St. Cecilia are getting set to do battle. Adams Central outlasts Central City in five sets. Adams Central will play Grand Island Central Catholic in the last match tonight over Senior High. Back here at Northwest, the attack is terminated by Wood River's Morgan Heiss. That is her fourth kill of the opening game. Trying to keep the Eagles in it here. She's got four of their six kills. And now Bossert back to serve it away. Kelly takes a good serve across that is barely picked up by Bailey Muller, and then it is going to be swatted across for a kill by Choquette. That'll be the third for Cassandra Choquette. Minden keeping Wood River at arm's length here. 3 points, 13-10. And Lauren Taylor to serve. Each team has played 28 matches this year. They're 29th here tonight. Heiss blocked out of bounds. Kill Heiss. Number five for Morgan, who's going to have over 300, maybe close to 400 by the time this season is over, but well over 300 right now. And back to serve it away. They need to win here. Keep their season going. And here's one that goes into the net and falls over for Kelsey Baugh. Ace serve. And it's a one-point game. 13-12. One of those you just can't do much about. Al Baugh serves for a Wood River tie midway through game one. Another strong serve. Taylor, good pass. Satorius set, though, is over. Labrek swats at it. Minden has to run it down. They do. It's returned over by Carly Bauer. Middle attack. Heiss with a good redirect. And down and good. Great play there by Morgan Heiss. Her sixth kill, and we are tied at 13. Kelsey Baugh to serve again. Ball waits for everybody to get settled and now serves into the net. Point Minden, 14-13. And back to serve it away for the Whippets will be Elena Boudreau. Minden 24-4 on the season. And you got to wonder how their wild card points aren't a little higher, but the Southwest Conference outside of Ogallala not very good this year. Outside attack here for the Whippets down and good because it was tipped. Carly Bauer, the freshman, will get her first kill. For the Whippets this year, they have lost to Grand Island Central Catholic twice on the season, along with Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. And they avenged that loss to Ogallala a couple of weeks ago. Service across by Boudreau at 15-13. Right side attack by Heiss is picked up Ball in the middle, and Taylor tried to smack it across the back row. Couldn't do it. In the net it goes. Pointwood River, 15-14, opening game. And back to serve it away will be Kelly Bossert here for Wood River. The Eagles hanging tough here with a team that beat them earlier this year. Cut serve ace, Morgan Heist. It wasn't Bossert. It was Heist that was ready to serve. And that will be her first ace, and we are tied at 15. Now Wood River looks for the lead. Hit the net, sat on the net, won't go over. So service there, and no harm, no foul. Minden still has a one-point lead. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. 16-15 in the opening set, playing the best of five. And the serve by Bauer right into the corner for an ace. Wood River didn't think it was going to stay in, and a perfect serve. Carly with her first service point, 17-15. Wood River has used the timeout. Minden has both of theirs remaining here in the opening set. And the serve right down the line this time, handled easily by Bauer, set right side. The attack blocked and tipped off of the attack from Fisher, returned by the Whippets and out of bounds. They tried to get it back over quickly and off balance when they tried it. Back to serve it away now is going to be number 33, Jessica Mead, the libero for Wood River. Down by one. Wood River, the underdog, would love to get this first set. Over, pass on the serve, redirected Satorius, and she saves the point for Minden. Boy, give all credit there to Carly Satorius. And now back to serve it away will be Bailey Mueller. Bailey's serve is a line drive that hits the net. Ball got a hand on it, pops it up in the air to Heist. Outside Bowers, tips it over, got the point. So Minden turns a... Well, it could have been a bad situation into a very quick point. And Angie with her second kill. Wood River still fighting from behind. Carly Redman back in to serve here for Coach Heist. Just troops it over. It's overpassed and stays into Redman. Now trouble ball, tips it over. A couple of quick slaps and back to Wood River. Here's the outside attack. Bowers, and she's got the line for the kill. Back-to-back kills for Angie Bowers. And it is 18-18. Redmond on the serve. Wood River was down by as many as three on a couple of occasions. They tied it at 13, they tied it at 15, and now we're tied at 18, and now Wood River has the lead on an ace serve. 19-18, ace serve Redmond. Coach Ed Rouse still has both of those timeouts, kneeling in front of the bench, not going to use one here. Hoping to get the ball back. Redmond. There's one that floats right down the middle of Bauer. Here's a set in the middle. She'll kept partially blocked up front there by Bossert. Kept alive and sent out of bounds by the Eagles. They tried a quick return and sent it wide. 19-19, game one. Sartorius to serve for the third time already in this game. And Carly. Down the middle it goes. Picked up by Castle. Short set middle. And Bossert dumped it down. They called her for the lift. They say it sat in her hand just a little too long. The power tip sometimes. And Satorius will get the point on serve. 20-19 Minden. And Satorius, a deep serve here that Meade handles. Good pass to Baugh. Set to the outside. Bowers rolls it over and is wide and out of bounds. And just like that, Minden is back up by two. 21-19. Sartorius with the serve. Chance to put some good breathing room up. Wood River needs the ball back. They take it at Heist. Here's a set for the back row attack. Heist drives it down. Yes, they do. They say it hits the floor. The whistle did blow. Minden continued to play it. But Morgan Heist, her seventh kill here in the opening game. Side out Wood River. 21-20, Bowers serving, trying to tie it up here. Minden with a good pass to Sartorius. Slide right side. And Chouquette is deep. And we are all knotted up at 21. And Bowers to serve again. Andrew Bowers in the middle of that service area. Rockets an ace. Timeout Minden. Wood River has taken the lead on an Angie Bowers ace serve here in the opening game. It's Wood River 22 at Minden 21. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. The opening set here between Minden and Wood River coming down to the final couple of points. It's 22-21 Wood River. Angie Bowers with the serve off the Minden timeout. Each team has one remaining. Minden middle attack taken over by Hallie Bauer, and it is passed up towards us. And we'll grab our equipment and say that it's 22-22 Bauer. We'll get the point on serve there. And tied up, 22 apiece. Serve across, picked up there by Bauer. Set to the outside, and it's going to be Heist to drive it over. Nice dig by Sartorius. Back row attack, taken over wide and out of bounds by Hallie. And Wood River's up 23-22. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Had an ace serve earlier. She wastes no time getting it across the Whippets to the outside. It was not Carly Bauer serving. It's the other side. Fossard serves. Whippets can't get it across. And a timeout will be taken here by Minden. And Wood River's got a chance to take game one. They'll serve for it when we come back on KKPR.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
All right, Kelly Bossert to serve for game one for Wood River, 24-22. And across it comes, set to the outside. The attack by the Whippets is dug out by Bauer, set at the net. It's going to be tipped across by Lambrick. Nice dig out there by Boudreaux. Outside attack, Whippets will drive it across there with Carly Bauer, and it's going to work because Minden, or Wood River trying to save it, went under the net. Carly Bauer with her second kill. So Minden fights off game point number one. Still game point here for Wood River. Lauren Taylor to serve for Minden. It's 24-23. Serve across. Boss sets outside. Heist tips it over the double block and gets the kill. And Wood River will take the opening game 25-23 on the eighth kill from Morgan Heist. So Wood River rallies and takes the opening set from Minden 25-23. We'll take a break. You'll be back with game two action and a look at the first set stats in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to volleyball action here on Classic Hits 98.9. The first match over at Kearney Catholic this evening, Ravenna defeats South Loup. So Ravenna will advance on to play Burwell a little bit later tonight. Arapahoe and Shelton are currently playing. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. St. Paul is currently taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. Adams Central beat Central City in five sets, so they'll play Grand Island Central Catholic later tonight. And here's Centura went four sets to beat Gibbon. They will play Kearney Catholic in our next match. Here's the numbers I had in the opening game, as the kids aren't taking very long in the huddle, so we better run through them. Minden, Conley, Satorius, five service points. One was an ace, one kill. Cassandra Showkett, an ace block and three kills. Allie Bauer, two service points, two kills. Bailey Muller had one service point. Carly Bauer, an ace serve, two kills. Elena Boudreau, a service point, one kill. Nine kills, an ace block, two ace serves. For Wood River, Carly Redmond, two service points. One was an ace. Morgan Heist, two service points. One was an ace, eight kills. Angie Bauer, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Kelsey Baugh, two service points. One was an ace. And Kelly Bossert had an ace block and a service point. 12 kills, one ace block, four ace serves. Wood River won it 25-23, and they serve to start game two. We are already underway in the second set. So the middle attack by the Whippets is dug out, and we move on. Overpass, ball at the net, in the net on Wood River. Point belongs to the Minden Whippets. 1-0 after the opening set won by Wood River, 25-23. Minden had a little trouble on serve-receive, as you could tell, the 4A serves. And now the serve across by the Whippets. Picked up by Castle, back middle. Bauer sets it all the way up to Heist. She tipped it over and stayed out of the net. Nice job by Morgan Heist. That was a set all the way from the back corner up there to Heist. And she now has eight kills. Well, Wood River will go as Morgan Heist goes tonight. And Minden's got to find a way to neutralize her. It's kind of one of the things. Either you let her get what she has and shut everybody else down, or try and shut her down. And Minden on a short set mishits the ball. And Wood River's up 2-1. Serving it up again here for the Eagles will be Kelly Bossert. And Bossert served down the middle. Picked up by Bailey Mueller. In the middle, Boudreau. Good set, good kill. Elena Boudreau with her second kill. And it's 2-2. So a lot of volleyball still to go, and you're listening to it on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and Minden. And the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you at Rosencrantz Gym, Northwest High School in Grand Island. As Lauren Taylor serves it for Minden. Outside, Heist tips. There's a dig by Satorius. Set to the middle. Going to be taken across. It hit the net, and it stayed in for the Whippets. That's Muller with her first kill. 3-2 Minden. And Taylor will get to serve it away again. Don't forget the finals tomorrow night at 7 here on KKPR. Free game, about 6:55. Taylor strong serve, ties up Wood River, 8-4-2 Minden. Lauren Taylor just the second ace serve, making the third ace serve for Minden. Her first. Minden would like to get off to a quick start here and get some momentum back. Wood River trying to keep it after winning that first set tight, 25-23. Heist on the attack. Dig is made by Hallie Bauer. Outside, Carly will take it from the 10-foot line across. Dug out by Bowers. Here's the attack. Heist trying to go angle, and she is wide. Point Minden, 5-2. Taylor looking for four in a row. Takes some time, far left corner. And she'll rocket this one back middle of Bowers. Running it down, Kelsey Baugh from the 10-foot line. It's rolled across by Heist. Taylor with the dig. Back row attack, Bauer. That's lofted over. Opportunity here for the Eagles, and it'll be Heist to put it across and put it away. Morgan Heist already 10 kills in this match, and into the ball game for Wood River is Connor Fisher as Baugh goes to the back row. Pretty solid sub-district. All five teams had double-digit wins, four of them winning records. Ball's above the net, and Wood River's just not going to be able to do anything with it. Point for the Whippets, 6-3. Wednesday high school football playoffs continue on our network of stations. We've got a ton of games. Hope you enjoy them all, including here on KKPR, Ravenna at Crofton at 4, Pleasanton at Sargent at 7. As Boudreau will serve it across. Right down the line, it's dug out there by Bowers. Right side attack, Heist, she finds the corner. Morgan Heist just continues to dominate here for Wood River. Now she'll go back with the jump serve. Football on ESPN 1460 Wednesday at 3. Loomis plays O'Neill St. Mary's. Axtell it over to the 6:30. Heist, great serve. Boudreau got to it, but passed it right back over. Back row attack by Heist. Down and good. She's doing it all. Another kill and another point on serve. And now a chance to tie it up here for Wood River. 6-5 Minden. Wood River won the opening game 25-23. This serve into the net, though. And Minden will get the ball back. Back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Bauer takes a little run at it. It's not a true jump serve, but puts some power on it. It doesn't matter. It's an ace. Second ace serve for Carly Bauer, and Minden is up 8-5. And another serve coming up. Takes a little more time. And this serve is going to be deep. So the ace, even out there by the error. And back to serve it away. It will be Jessica Mead. Mead the libero tonight. And most of the season for Coach Peg Heiss. Strong serve. Picked up there by Bauer. Right side attack. Good look, but just deep. They're looking for a tip. Yeah, there is a tip. Called in the back corner. The Whippets are going to get a tip call and give it to Bailey Mueller, her second. He was calling it the whole time, but the officials just didn't see it, and it will be Minden volleyball. Take a look here at the wild card points that we were talking about earlier in the match, saying that even with that 24-4 record, Minden is going to have to get it the old-fashioned way and earn their way to the state tournament. We'll talk about that here in just a second. As the serve comes across, and the Eagles will play it. 9-6 the score. Picked up outside Whippets. Driving it across that time will be Allie Bauer. Whippets will get it over to Wood River. Returned by Bowers. Bauer again. You got a Bauer and a Bowers. And this time it is Bauer for Minden. And Allie has her third kill. Makes it 10-6. And Bailey Mueller is on the serve. For Minden, they are 8th in wild card points, and you've got too many teams that will match up for the districts ahead of them. Right side attack taken over that time by Connor Fisher. Nice dig to save it by Sartorius and pass back across. Opportunity this time, Bosser. Blocked up front. Ace block, Joe Kent. And now it's 11-6. And let's see if Wood River calls timeout. Nope, not yet anyway. And Bailey Mueller to serve it away. Strong serve, deep serve, ace serve as it goes off the hands of Bowers, and timeout on the floor. So Minden now turning things around in game two. Wood River won the opening set 25-23. Minden leads 12-6 game two on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium. Across town at Grand Island Senior High, the first set has come to an end, and St. Paul got on a roll and trounced St. Cecilia 25-6 in the opening set. That's currently on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here tonight, Centura beat Gibbon in four sets. They will play Kearney Catholic in our next match. Right now, we're in the second match, the first semifinal, Wood River and Minden. And out of the Wood River timeout, serve across, punched right back over. So Minden goes to the outside. Bauer drives it over, dig by Heiss. Here's the set ball. Bauer's attack, deep. Point, Minden, 13-6 Minden. Wood River did win the opening game, 25-23. And still on the service line is Bailey Mueller. And there she tries that soft serve that just got across, a high one that just dropped over the net. And another ace for Bailey. Five in a row, including two aces on this trip to the back line. Looking for more, goes over to Coach Rouse. Strong serve, picked up Bowers, overpass, redirected again. Bowers on the attack, wide. It happened so quick, I'm not sure anybody really saw it, but it is called wide, and Minden continues to rack up points, 15-6. And Bailey mishit that one, so that will end the run. And Wood River will pick up the point on the service error. But it is 15-7 Minden here in game number two. And back to serve it away will be number one, Carly Redmond. Always comes in, serves, plays that back row for the Eagles. And this serves a nice strong one. Handled by Carly Bauer to the outside. The pass is too wide, and there's not much that Hallie can do on that one. And into the net it goes. Point Eagles. So they immediately get a point on serve and try and get a run of their own going right here. After seeing Minden score seven in a row, there's a serve that's barely picked up and has to be set across. So an opportunity. Bowers didn't handle it very well, but they get it back to Angie. Her attack partially blocked by Choquette. Still alive to the outside. Bauer tips it through the double block, and Hallie gets the kill. That's her fourth. Minden 16, Wood River 8. Redmond comes out. They're going to put Bree Castle back in to play back row defense. Carly Satorius now to serve it away. And Carly's serve floats back middle. Handled by Meade. Back row attack. Heiss, it hit the net and went over. Give the kill to Morgan Heiss. I've got her for 5 in the game and 13 so far in a set and a half. And Bowers to serve. Into the back row to Carly Bauer. Stays at the 10-foot line. Choquette to Boudreau. Boudreau got it over. Middle attack, Bossert, and Bossert missed the corner. So the attacks that Wood River were hitting in the first game, they're starting to miss here and have been missing in game two, and that's why they're down. Part of the reason they're down, 17-9. Hallie Bauer to serve it away. Here for the Minden Whippets, 24-4. Two of those losses to Grand Island Central Catholic. One to Kearney Catholic, who if they win, they might play tomorrow night probably. And the other to Ogallala, they have ended that loss. Here's a back row attack by Minden, and it's going to be Muller into the net for an error. Point Wood River. Wood River will sub Hope Lambrick back into the ball game, and Kelly Bossert will go back to serve it away. Her serve, back middle, picked up, short set, middle Boudreau. Boudreau, Turbine, great set by Satorius, and Boudreau puts it straight down, 18-10 Minden. Lauren Taylor now in for the Whippets. Trying to find a way to tie this match up at a game apiece. Taylor serves strong and out of bounds, so right back over to Wood River. Third service error of the game by Minden. But they've also picked up a few aces, 4 ace serves to offset the 3 errors. And now Kelsey Baugh for Wood River. A lot of top spin, picked up Taylor, middle attack Muller, and it's going to be one arm save and out of bounds. Passed out by the Eagles, point Minden, 19-11. And they will get the side out to serve, and the Eagles will bring in Amber Willoughby right now and give Bowers a little bit of a breather. 5'8 junior Amber Willoughby, play back row. Elena Boudreau to serve for Minden, leading at 19-11, game two. Boss, that's right side. Heiss blocked, and was it in? Yes, they say it is in. Give that to number 12, Bailey Muller. And it is 20-11, Minden. So Minden well on their way to evening things up here at a game apiece. Up by 9. And Boudreau with the serve. Takes it at Bowers, who came right back in. Passed across there by Fisher. Set outside, and the attack by Carly Bauer is dug up nicely, and Heiss takes it back over for a Wood River kill. Morgan Heiss now back to serve it away. See if she goes with the jump serve. That would be a quick way to maybe get back in it if she could get 3 or 4 in a row. And the jump serve is fired over. Pass close to the net. Satorius keeps it out of there from the 10-foot line. Muller takes it across. Bauer saves. They send it back to Angie on the outside. Blocked out of that. Oh, no, in. Call it in. Another block for Bailey Mueller. And it's 21-12. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. She's had a couple of ace serves so far tonight. Trying to get another one right here. Bauer floats that one down the left side. Handled, stayed in the back row. Bowers will punch it across. Dug out by Carly Bauer. Slide, Muller, right side, termination. So all of a sudden, Bailey is getting a lot more involved, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Minden 22, Wood River 12. Wood River did win the opener 25-13. It's the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Minden, Wood River.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow high school sports to be brought to you here on the Sports Leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, especially here in the postseason. Wood River out of the timeout. Serve comes to him, set to the outside, tipped across Connor Fisher. They're going to say that it was up there, so Troy has got a hand on it. It's still alive. Back to Bowers for the Eagles. She'll tip over. That one is picked up by Bauer. Set middle on the attack. Muller, and another kill for Bailey. Man, she has stepped up huge here in the second set. 23-12. And Carly Bauer serves again. 2 points away from tying this up, going to a third set. And the serve, deep corner ace. They let it go, and it was in. Bauer with her third ace. 24-12, Minden game point. And the Whippet fans behind us getting ready to make a little noise here at 24-12. And here it is. Charlie Bauer, strong serve, pass close to the net by Heist. They will get it back. Quick swing, down and good by Minden, and that'll end it. Charlie Bauer with her fifth kill, and it didn't take long here in game number two. Minden able to come back after losing the first set. Wood River won at 25-23, but Minden dominates game number two, 25-13. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking. What they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust. What you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
And we are back here at Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Let's take a look at the numbers from game number two, and we will start with Wood River. And if your name wasn't Morgan Heiss, you didn't get a whole lot of stats. Carly Redmond had one service point. Kelly Bossert had a service point. Morgan Heiss had a service point, and she had all six of her team's kills, and that's it. Six kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. So obviously the Eagles got to find a way to get some more people involved here for Minden. Cassandra Choquette had an ace block. Lauren Taylor, three service points. One was an ace. Hallie Bauer had three kills. Bailey Muller had six service points. Two of them aces, two ace blocks, four kills. Big set for Bailey. Carly Bauer had five service points. Two of them were aces. And Elena Boudreaux, a service point and two kills. Minden, nine kills, three ace blocks, and five ace serves. Minden takes game two, 25-13. Wood River had the opener, 25-23. It's the best of five, so we keep on at least two more sets, and then it's Kearney Catholic Centura. We'll take a break and be right back with set three on KKPR.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Well, Minden will serve it away first, but it will be Wood River to get the opening point on just kind of a little off tip by Bowers. It wasn't played, and now Bowers goes back to serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. So Two quick points out of the gate here in game three for Wood River. 2-0. Bowers serve. This one back middle. Picked up by Muller. Sartorius gets it up for Boudreau, and Boudreau will put it away. Fourth kill for Elena Boudreau. No one with outstanding numbers for Minden. Balanced as always. Nobody more than five kills. And for Wood River, Morgan Heiss has 14 of their 18 kills. 14 of their 19, I guess we should say. And an ace serve for Minden. 2-2. That comes from Allie Bauer. That is their eighth ace serve of the night. 2-2. Bauer ready to serve. Across it comes, set middle. The tip is going to be across by Wood River's Kelly Vosser. Chance Minden. Boudreau blocked up there by Heiss. Ball still alive on the Whippet side. Driven over for a kill. Carly Bauer. Bauer with her third kill. She's kind of been held a little in check. And Hallie to serve now 3-2. Bauer serves it into the corner to Meade. Here's the set ball outside Heiss. Not terminated. Good dig that time by Muller. Outside Bauer, and she's too strong. Point Wood River. 3-3. Don't forget more college volleyball. The Huskers are on the road this week. Kansas, Texas Tech. Here the serve is just off the back line by Bossert, and give it back over to the Whippets. Hastings College will play again at home on Wednesday. Their final regular season game. UNK plays their final regular season games on the road in Colorado this weekend. Serve down to the corner. Handled there to the outside. Heiss, she's blocked, but it's going to be out of bounds and give Heiss her 15th kill of the match. And we are tied at four apiece. Again over at Grand Island Senior High, Adams Central beat Central City in five sets earlier. And St. Paul crushed St. Cecilia in the opening set of their semifinal. Here we're even at a game apiece, and it's 4-4 in the third. Outside attack, Heiss, and another kill. Morgan just keeps on going. Not quite to the Energizer Bunny, but they get it to her, and she continues to keep those springs getting her up in the air. 5-4. And Baugh to serve it away again. Deep serve, but playable. Set middle. Here's Muller. And was she in? Yes. Bailey with her fifth kill. Side out Minden. It is 5-5. Division I volleyball pullout earlier today. Nebraska slid down to number 5 after their loss to Texas. The Division II poll. Try and get an update on that for you here in a little bit. Right now, the serve of the cross, right side attack, driven across by Heiss. Here's a middle for Minden, blocked up front that time, and an ace block for Wood River's Hope Lambrick, who had not been heard from so far tonight. She'll get the ace block. But Baugh's a freshman, Lambrick's a freshman, sophomore for Bossert, Fisher a sophomore. Serve across, Minden middle attack, Bauer, Carly tips it across. 6-5, Baugh sets it right side, Fisher takes it over, Fisher gets the kill. Connor with her second kill, 7-5, Wood River. Heiss to serve. And the serve into the net. So it comes right back over, 7-6. Back to serve it away is going to be number 13, Carly Bauer for the Minden Whippets. And Bauer takes that little run. She's got a few aces already tonight, but here off the side of her hand and out of bounds. Wood River gets it right back. The teams exchange service errors, and Jessica Meade will go back and serve it away. Earlier tonight, Centura beat Gibbon 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 26-24. They go to 16-11. They play Kearney Catholic in our next match. Here it's 24-4 Minden, taking on 18-10 Wood River. Nearly knotted up. Sartorius makes a great diving save, and it's swacked across by Bauer. Right side attack, tipped over by Fisher. Here's Minden back on the offense. Bauer gets a good look. Near side attack, dugout Meade. Passed into the net, though, and gives the kill to Bauer. Hallie with her sixth kill. But she's got six of the match, and Minden cuts it to 1-8-7. And here's Bailey Muller to serve it away again. Trying to tie things up a third of the way through game three. Eagles set outside. Bauer tip, sets on the net. goes over. Sartorius plays it. Back row attack. Bauer will take it over. Dug out. Heist. Bossett. Middle. Attack. There's an opening. Got a hand on it. Muller off the swing from Bossert. Returned over. Wood River will have to try again. Outside Bowers from the 10-foot line. Didn't get over. And he didn't get up for that one. It goes into the net. And it is 8-8. And Bailey Muller with her 8th point on serve to lead the team in that category as well. Has a couple aces from that second set, but this one is out of bounds. And back over to Wood River. Second service error here in the game. And Carly Redmond re-enters the ball game to serve for the Eagles. 9-8, Wood River, game 3. We're even at a set apiece. In the best of 5, the serve is across to Bauer. Sartorius high set. Hallie Bauer, near side attack. Termination, her 7th. 9-9, back and forth we go here in the third set. Again, earlier this year, their only meeting was in the quad held at Wood River, which we had for you here on KKPR. And Wood River fell to Minden that night in the championship, 2-0. Sartorius has served, mishit it. That's 3 straight service errors for Minden. Wood River getting the easy points, 10-9. And now Angie Bowers will go back and serve it away here for the Eagles. And Bowers, one of the seniors on this team, gets it across. Middle attack, good set. Hallie Bauer puts it into the corner for the kill. 3 quick ones here for her, and now she's got 8 kills. And Hallie will go back and serve it away. 10-10, game 3. Wood River won the opener 25-23. Minden won the second one easily, 25-13. Serve across to Bree Castle. Set outside, Heiss first swing in a while. Good block up there, picked up by Choquette. The attack by the Whippets outside is going to go down for Carly Bauer. That'll be her 4th kill. And Minden actually retakes the lead at 11-10. And Hallie, who got a couple of points last time, going to try and get a couple more here over to Bowers. Set outside, Heist rolls off the block, dug out there by Carly Bauer. Set Boudreaux, right side, wide open back corner, and Boudreaux places it in there for her 5th kill. 12-10 Minden. This is the spot where they went on their run in the first set before Wood River rallied. Of course, in the second set, it was 8-6, and then Minden scored 7 in a row and didn't look back. Now Hallie Bauer to serve. A short one just got across. Bowers digs it up. Good pass across by Boff. Sartorius sets middle attack. He's going to be counted good for Cassandra Choquette. Her first kill since the first set. 13-10 Minden. That's 4 in a row. And Bauer continues to keep those serves in for Coach Rouse and his Whippets. This serve again, back corner. Bowers makes the backup. Boss sets it outside for the 10-foot line. Ice block. Ace block. Choquette. Timeout probably coming up here from Wood River. Let's find out. 14-10. And no, it looks like they're going to go ahead and keep playing. I thought Coach Heiss was getting up, but she decided not to. 14-10. Serve across. Picked up by Castle. 10-foot line. Heiss takes it across. Picked up by the Whippets. Sartorius sits outside. Carly Bauer drives it, and it is going to be off the floor and give her a kill. Carly Bauer with her 5th kill, and now a timeout will be called by Wood River. We're even at a set apiece, and in the third set, Minden has now scored 6 in a row. It is Minden 15 and Wood River 10 on Classic Hits.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Another update for you. It is St. Paul up 2-0 on St. Cecilia. They crushed them in the opener 25-6, a lot closer in game two, 25-22. But St. Paul did pick up a 2-0 win. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Adams Central after that. Currently airing in the breeze, 94.5. After the timeout call by Wood River, it is Wood River to the outside. Heist, and Heist now not being able to put him away after having three or four in a row blocked. This time she got around it, but was out of bounds. And it's 16-10 Minden. All this on the serve of Hallie Bauer. She's got six in a row, make it seven, and make it an ace. And Hallie Bauer makes it 17-10. And boy, when Minden goes on a run, they go on a run. They don't mess around. It's a big time run. Still back there at 17-10. Minden was down by one when she went back to serve Hallie Bauer. Now the attack, Foster. Satorius got a hand on her, kept it up, passed back, but it's going to go out of bounds, and it is a Eagle point. 17-11. Eagles needed something to bounce their way, and they did on that one. Kelly Bossert now will go back to serve, and Hope Lambrick will come in. We told you that the Division I poll had Nebraska setting at number 5. Wayne State is number 4, and UNK just drops one spot to number 10 of this week's Division II poll after a 1-1 weekend, and Minden we get the ball right back after a Wood River serving error. And Lauren Taylor is going to go back and serve it away here. Even at a game apiece, but Minden a 7-point lead here in game 3. Taylor fires it across. Here's Boss setting and tipped across by Heinz. Dug out by Taylor. Satorius sets middle. Muller off the single block and has it. And frustration is starting to set in right now for the Wood River Eagles. You can just see it in their face. And they're just going to have to get a couple of things to go their way. A lot of volleyball left. And when you're young, sometimes there is some frustration. And now Lauren Taylor to serve it away. Had to move the TV camera. And this serve right at Bree Castle. They call her for a lift. Ace serve, 20-11. And a lot of ace serves going in. A timeout will be called here by Wood River. So now it's flood control for Coach Peg Heist. Try and get a few points on the board so that you got a little momentum when you go into the fourth set. Even in a game of peace, admittedly, the 2011 game 3. We'll be right back.
Wordcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck whippets from everyone at Wordcraft Homes in Minden.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
World Series Game 5 currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and through two innings, Texas and San Francisco are scoreless. The Giants are up 3-1. Texas must win tonight to force a game 6 back in San Francisco on Wednesday. And it's currently airing on ESPN Radio, a scoreless tie in the second, or in the third now. After the Wood River timeout, Taylor serves. It's returned by Bauer. It would have been out of bounds, but Hallie Bauer played it. Wasn't sure where she was, and it's returned by Carly Bauer. On the outside, Heist for Wood River, and she'll put one down. Just the third kill of this game, but it is the 17th of the match for Morgan Heights, and it gets the ball back over to the Eagles, trailing 20-12. And Kelsey Baugh, the freshman center, will serve. Down the middle to Bauer. Here's Satorius set middle. Muller, big swing, and she'll hammer it home. Bailey Muller, her seventh kill. And it is back into the hands of the Whippets at 21-12. And Elena Boudreau to serve it away. Boudreau takes some time, now floats it down the middle. Picked up there by Fossert. Got out of the net. Can they pass it back in? Yeah, they did. Good hustle there by Morgan Heist. Shot outside. Minden on the attack. Blocked up front that time by Connor Fisher. Minden tries again. That time it's over the block. The dig is made above the net. Free ball tipped down by Muller. And Bailey will get her eighth kill, four in this game, 22-12. And Boudreau to serve. So things have turned here after Wood River got the opening game. But Minden has settled it down a little bit on their side of the net. Heist tips it over the double block. She'll get the kill. Makes it 22-13. And Morgan Heist to serve. Long way to come here for Wood River, but they need to get a few points so that they're in better shape for game number four. Jump serve. Back corner. Picked up by Hallie Bauer. Here's Mueller with it. Drives it over. And it's going to be good. Another kill for Bailey. That's 9. 23-13 in favor of the Minden Whippets. And back to serve it away is going to be Carly Bauer. Bauer, little jump serve into the corner to Morgan Heist. Set all the way to the outside. Bowers, good pass. She'll hammer it down. Angie Bowers with her fifth kill. That's second on the team behind Heist's 17. She's going to have to be there for this team if they want to come back and force a fifth set. Here's Jessica Mead to serve. Sartorius sets outside. Hallie Bauer mishit it, and Wood River plays it. Can they get it back? No. Heist made a run at it. But another kill for Hallie Bauer. That'll be her ninth. 24-14. And back to serve it away. Bailey Muller. Game point. Minden. And the serve by Muller. Deep and out of bounds. Point for Wood River. So back to serve until this set is done. It'll be Carly Redmond. 24-15. Minden. A point away from going up 2-1. Redmond, who had a service ace in game one, will fire this one into the far corner at Muller. Here's Satoria. Slide right side. Choquette drives it over. Heist with the up. Still in the back row. Mead has to be passed over by Baugh, and it is. Here's Satorius on the set. Outside for Bauer. Near side attack. Out and good. And Hallie Bauer's fifth kill of this set finishes it off at 25-15. Wood River won the opener 25-23. Minden has pretty much cruised in the next two, 25-13, 25-15. We'll be back with the numbers and get you ready for set four right after this.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minden Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym, Grand Island Northwest High School. So glad to have you along. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and Minden. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third set here. First off for Wood River, Connor Fisher had one kill. Morgan Heiss had a service point and four kills. Angie Bauer, an ace serve, two kills. Kelsey Baugh had a service point, and Hope Lambrick had an ace block. Seven kills, an ace block, and an ace serve for Minden. Cassandra Choquette had an ace block and a kill. Lauren Taylor had an ace serve. Hallie Bauer had nine service points in that game. Two of them were aces, five kills. Bailey Muller had a service point and five kills. Carly Bauer had three kills. Elena Boudreau had a service point and two kills. Minden Whippets had 16 kills, along with a couple one-ace block in this match, or this set. And the Whippets also served very strong with three more ace serves. So 16, 1-3, and Minden wins at 25-15. They're up 2-1, and the Minden student section has become bored. We'll be back with game four right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball action throughout the season. We'll be back here for the final again tomorrow night. Still a match to go between Kearney Catholic and Centura this evening. Again, it's the best of five, so we head to a fourth set here. 2-1. Minden dropped the opening set 25-23, and it's not like they really let it get away, although they were up 21-19. Wood River got three in a row to take a 22-21 lead and ended up winning it 25-23. So there was some confusion here. Wood River's trying to start a different lineup in the third set, and somehow it just didn't work out right, so they actually got to use up one of their subs here. But now we're ready to go, and Wood River to serve it away with Angie Bowers. And here we go in game number four. Sartorius sets it. Middle attack by Halle Bauer. Picked up there by the Eagles. And Heiss will drive it home. That is the 19th kill for Morgan Heiss. And Wood River scores first. 1-0. Bowers on the serve. And that one is deep. So right back over to Minden. 1-1. Morgan Heiss has 19 kills as of this moment for Wood River. Bowers has 5 for Minden, 10 for Halle Bauer, 9 for Bailey Moeller. 5 apiece for Carly Bauer and Boudreaux. Serve is across by Bauer and pass back over by Heiss. Here's an opportunity for the Whippets. Sartorius sets, middle attack. Choquette drives it over. Overpass by Wood River. Now Boudreaux blocked up front, ace block Heiss. Morgan Heiss with her first ace block of the match. Wood River will get the ball back. It is 2-1. Other action tonight. Ravenna was a winner over South Loop. In action going on at Kearney Catholic in a play-in game. Also, Adams Central beat Central City in 5 sets tonight. St. Paul's up 2-0 over St. Cecilia. And you can hear that action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here's a middle attack down and good by Elena Boudreaux. And that'll be her 6th kill. So 6 for Boudreaux. 2-2. And Lauren Taylor now just serve it away. Puts a lot into that one. Bowers has it. Tipped over. Heiss got the kill. Down to the floor it goes. Number 20 for Morgan Heiss. And that's not unusual here for Wood River. 3-2. And back to serve it away will be Kelsey Baugh. Doing the majority of the setting. She takes a rip at that serve to Bauer. Sartorius sets middle. Muller's swing is wide and out of bounds, but Wood River is called in the net. So Wood River won the point, but they were in the net, and that gives it back over to Minden. 3-3. Boudreaux back to serve it away. Elena waiting, middle, now fires. Cross it goes to Bowers. Passed up right side, Heiss from the 10-foot line. A lot of spin on that one. Halle Bauer did. Carly Bauer attack. Off the tape, down and good. Carly Bauer with her 6th kill. 4-3, Minden. Minden 24-4. Wood River 18-10 on the season. Minden won the only previous meeting, as we've told you a couple of times. 2-0 in the Wood River quad final. Pass across, block up front. Muller has another one. Third ace block for Bailey Muller. Don't forget, whenever our matches are done, each and every one, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So stay with us at the conclusion of this match. We still got one more to go, and it'll be a very late start for Kearney Catholic and Centura as Boudreaux steps back in, fires an ace, and that's going to make it 6-3. Three in a row for Elena Boudreaux. And this one in the net. Seen that quite a few times tonight. The ace serve followed by the service error. Good crowd on hand tonight, and not just waiting for the next game. Obviously, there's a lot of purple out there, but, I mean, there's just a real good crowd on hand from Wood River just down the road. Minden fans all over. Kearney Catholic fans are here waiting to take on Centura. As Morgan Heiss jump serves it across. Muller on the attack. Good dig in the back row by Heiss. Pass to Baugh, outside Bowers, tips it over the double block, but it's out of bounds on the near side. Point Minden, 7-4 Minden. And they are up 2-1. Serving it away is Carly Bauer. The state volleyball tournament right back here in Grand Island. 1 week from Thursday it begins. Carly Bauer's serve. Again, trouble handling it, and it's an ace. It doesn't look like much from the stands, but boy, she has done very well the times we have seen her this year. Firing that little flick serve, gets about a four-step run at it, doesn't throw it high, but finds a way to get aces. And she got another one there, 8-4. Again, problems here. Has to be set across by Heist. Taylor tracks it down to the back corner. Satoria sets middle. Motor on the attack is in. Bailey goes angle. Bailey Muller with her 10th kill. 9-4 Minden. And Carly Bauer on the serve. This Minden match no different than any other one I've covered so far this year. Same balance up and down the line. Right side attack for Wood River is across by Fisher. Set middle. He tipped over there and Muller gets another one. Bailey Muller with her 11th kill, and we are going to have a timeout on the floor by Wood River. Minden 10, Wood River 4. Fourth set. Minden's up 2-1. We'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance Company will help you keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
See the Kroll Agency in Minden, Hastings, Kennesaw, and Roseland.
Wood River's season is on the line right here. They're down 2-1 and 10-4 in the fourth set to Minden. And Minden still serving here with Carly Bauer. She's hit 3 in a row, including an ace. And this knuckleball will be handled by Bossert. Right side, Fisher tips it over. Here's the set, Satoria. Carly Bauer on the outside, drives it over. Heist with the dig. It returned into the net. Good dig out of the net by Bob. Passed across by Fisher. Now the set to the outside, and it's going to be blocked up there by Wood River and give the block to Lambrick. Hope Lambrick with her second ace block, and the ball comes back over to Wood River. We mentioned the state tournament starts here next week. Class C1 plays at Hastings College on opening day and then into the Heartland Event Center after that. Here at Northwest on opening day, they'll be hosting D1 action. And almost a miscue here for Minden serving. They had the wrong server back there. Now they get a rotation check. And everything seems to be okay as Bree Castle's going to stay in and serve. And into the net it goes. So right back over to Minden. 11-5. And Bailey Muller to serve. You're listening to the C19 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 to the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, as Wood River on the attack. Going to get it outside to Amber Willoughby. Willoughby is deep. Point Minden, 12-5. And so it is getting serious now for Wood River. Strong serve, too strong. And out of bounds it goes that time for Muller. Side out Eagles. Carly Redmond will now check in. And checking out is Connor Fisher. A sophomore, and Redmond, the junior, comes in. Always serves in this spot. Her team trailing 12-6. Very soft serve. Just got across, overpass, but cannot be put away by Bossert. So the Whippets get a chance with Bauer, and she'll knock it off the block. Same, set Redmond, and tipped over by Willoughby. And Willoughby's going to get the point for the Eagles. Amber Willoughby, one of her few attempts, and she will get the kill. For Redmond to serve again. Again, earlier tonight, Centura, a four-set winner over Gibbon, 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, 26-24. They get Kearney Catholic next. Hallie Bauer, outside attack, blocked, but blocked out of bounds. And another kill for number 11 on this Minden Whippet squad. And that is her 11th kill, by the way. 13-7 Minden, and Satorius to serve puts a little more into that one. Picked up by Fisher that sets off the mark, trying to get it to Bossert. Some miscommunication, and into the net it goes. And the lead is now 7 again for Minden, 14-7. Satorius, that's her first service point since the opening set. Another strong serve, ace, second ace for Carly Satorius. It looks like Minden is just going to continue to apply the pressure. They're not afraid to make an error on the serve. They're absolutely giving it all they got here the last couple of times around. Satorius with back-to-back points. This one to the far corner, and it's deep. So back over to Wood River it goes, and into the ball game is going to be Angie Bowers for Amber Willoughby. And Bowers to serve. Wood River needs to get something going right here. Trailing 15-8, 2-1. Good serve. Pass close to the net. Satorius got it back over, but out of bounds. There wasn't anything she could do with that. Bowers gets the point. 15-9. Bowers with the service point. This one's a strong one. Handled by Hallie Bowers. Satorius sets it to the far side. Boudreaux got a good look and got the kill. Number 6 for Elena Boudreaux. Now it's back over to Minden, 16-9. And Hallie Bauer, I think they're out of rotation right here. Hallie Bauer, didn't she just serve a minute ago? Maybe not. There's too many Bowers. 2 for Minden, 1 for Wood River. I'm all confused. It's good. Serves across, middle attack. Oh, good swing that time by Choquette. Overpass by Angie Bowers, and the point's going to be won by Wood River as it is tipped out at the net by Kelly Bossert. That's her first kill. A couple of hard swings ended up in a little table tennis action there at the net. And it goes back over to Kelly Bossert to serve. Outside attack by Bauer. Picked up by the Eagles. Set middle. Lambrick will loft it into the back corner. Good hustle by Muller to go get it. Outside attack driven over by Carly Bauer. Wood River on the outside. Heist block. Ace block. Choquette. Fourth ace block for Cassandra Choquette, the 5'10 senior middle. 17-10 Minden. Lauren Taylor in to serve. Wood River won the opening set 25-23, but Minden's controlled it since then. 25-13, 25-15, they lead 17-10. Heiss on the slide, got it down. They have found a way to kind of control Heiss. That's just her third kill of this game. 21 of the match, but 14 of those were in the first two sets. And Bonna served it right into the net. It goes back to Minden. Third service error of this game for Wood River. And Minden more than happy to just exchange points from here on out. They lead it 18-11. Elena Boudreaux on the serve. With that far corner, Bowers passed it above the net. Free ball. Bonner went up and took it straight down. Number 12 for Bailey, who's been very impressive here tonight for Coach Ed Rouse's Whippets. 19-11. Wood River does have one timeout remaining. Boudreaux to serve. Our first match went 4. This one looks like it'll be over in 4 unless Minden collapses here. The serve does go into the net. Back over to the Eagles. Morgan Heiss to serve. Just 3 seniors on this Wood River team. They'll be back. Great jump serve. Picked up by Bauer. Stays in the back row. Muller got a pretty good swing on it. Overpass Wood River into the net. Give him the kill. Well, didn't see that one coming. Bailey Muller with her 13th when it looked like Wood River had served himself into a point. 20-12 Minden. The finals are tomorrow night at 7 here on Classic Hits. Carly Bauer to serve. Carly slaps that one at Angie Bauer, stays in the back row, set back to Angie. She'll roll it across middle, and it's going to be down on the floor. Angie Bowers with her 6th kill, side out Wood River, but they are drastically running out of time, and Bree Castle will come in and serve. See if Castle can get it done here. They need a few. Across to Muller. Here's Satorius set outside. Hallie Bauer off the block and termination for the 5'8 junior outside hitter. Her 12th tied for the team high. Well, no, she's one behind Muller, who just got her 13th last time. 21-13. And now Bailey Muller to serve. She's also got 9 points back there and a couple of aces. Across it comes. Right side attack. It'll be just tipped over. It doesn't get over Fisher. There was some mistiming there between the setter and the hitter. 22-13. Muller serves again. Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Strong serve taken at Bowers. Passed off the floor. They cannot get it back. Ace serve, 23-13. Muller, her 3rd 8. After losing the first set, Minden has just almost dominated from here on out. 13-15 right now. It's at 13. Another strong serve. Run into the crowd. Fisher got it. Passed across there by Castle. Satorius sets outside. Hallie Bauer blocked. And an ace block up front. Give it to Kelly Bossert. Her second. So Wood River trying to play a few more points. And Carly Redmond will check in. 23-14, Minden. 2 points away from the match. Wood River with the serve. Redmond serve. Down the middle to Carly Bauer. Satorius slide right side. Showcat termination, and it is match point. Minden. 24-14, Minden. And Carly Satorius to serve. Back in for the Eagles is Connor Fisher. But this is going to be about it. Can they get it done right here? Match point, Minden. And it's on the way for Satorius. Strong serve handled by Heiss. Here is the set. Outside Bauer. She'll roll it into the middle. Satorius with the up. He'll go to Hallie Bauer on the outside. She drives it through the block down and good. And this match is over on Hallie Bauer's 13th kill. And Minden wins it in four sets. 23-25, 25-13, 25-15, 25-14. We will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, the final stats, and hopefully a couple of words with Ed Rouse, the victorious coach, right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn, located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome back to Northwest High School and Rosencrantz Gym. Our second match is in the books, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Check out their great selection of NFL and men's college hoodies. Right now, they're all 25% off. And as teams continue to get eliminated here in the postseason, don't forget basketball, wrestling, whatever it is you do in the winter, they've got your gear at Misco Sports. An update from across town at Grand Island Senior High. St. Cecilia has beaten St. Paul in the third set, 25-22, but St. Paul winning the first two sets is up 2-1. Earlier there tonight, Adams Central beat Central City in 5, and they still have to play Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Ed Rouse is going to join us in just a moment here for the Minden Whippets, and we will chat with the head coach here in just a second. Right now, let's take a look at some of the numbers we had in this fourth and final set. For Wood River, Carly Redmond had one service point. Amber Willoughby had a kill. Then we slide down to Morgan Heiss. She had an ace block and three kills in the game. Angie Bowers had a couple of service points and a kill. Kelly Bossert had an ace block and a kill. And Hope Lambrecht had an ace block. Six kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for Wood River. For the Minden Whippets, they had three service points from Carly Satorius. One was an ace. Cassandra Choquette had an ace block and one kill. Slide down to Hallie Bauer. I had her for three kills in that game. Bailey Muller had three service points. One was an ace block, and she had four kills in that game. Carly Bauer had three service points. One was an ace. She had a kill. And Elena Boudreau, four service points. One was an ace, and she had a total of two kills in that game. Let's figure up how many Minden had total here in this last set. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 unofficially. 11 kills. There was two ace blocks. And again, Minden continued to serve very strong, and they picked up four more ace serves as they win the fourth set 25-14. We'll be back with the cumulative stats and a chat with Ed Rouse in 1 minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're joined now by the head coach of the Minden Whippets, Ted Rouse. And coach, you're able to advance on 25-4. You guys get the win tonight. Didn't start very quickly here, but we were kind of discussing, did Wood River make more errors? Did you guys start playing better? I think it was a combination of both. You played better, and it forced Wood River maybe into making more errors. But tell me what happened in that first set, and when it's the postseason, that always has to make you a little nervous.
Well, it does, especially when you're playing a good team, and Wood River's got good skills all the way around. They maybe don't have all the great attackers. Heiss is one of the best, but so then you are worried. You know, if other kids are getting kills, your team's not serve receiving well, you don't get good touches. And that game, that's pretty much the way the first set went the first time we played them, other than we dug it out at the end and maybe shouldn't have. But tonight we started playing better, and, yeah, it started to cause them some problems here and there. But, yeah, just nice to win and keep going. We want to play tomorrow and win tomorrow and want to play on Friday and win on Friday. And so this wouldn't mess things up.
Yeah, you don't win tonight. The season is over. Of course, as you started to get the lead, the kids start to get that confidence back. It looked like the serving became even more aggressive, and they about swung their arms out in the fourth set.
And I said the same. We'd have made the Huskers miss a few tonight. We served pretty tough tonight. It was fun.
You take a look at the balance tonight, but, I mean, Bailey just was good everywhere she played tonight. You guys are so balanced, but I thought Bailey was a little bit above everybody else tonight in the service department, the attacks. She maybe didn't get off to the quick start, but in that second set, that's where she started going.
She is very smooth all the way around, so obviously she can help us in the back or the front. She didn't touch the ball maybe as well as she normally does tonight at times. She had a few errors that normally she doesn't have, but, you know, for whatever reason, we're winning and still playing, and she's going to bring it tomorrow. But, yeah, she is a very good player.
When you see a girl like Morgan Heiss put up 21 kills on you, that's one thing, but they only had 31 total in this match tonight. She had 14 of them in the first two sets. Was there one where did you do something different to try and slow her down, or was it simply that they didn't pass the ball as well off your aggressive serving and just couldn't get her the ball as much?
I think that it was both. I think we had 3/8 blocks on her tonight, and so we got a hold of her a couple times. She started doing some off-speed now and then. Part of that was probably because of the location she was getting the ball, I'd say. She's really good. You got to watch her. You know, you're back on your heels waiting for the hard ball, and then she plays one in front. You just got to watch her because she's a good player. But I didn't think she maybe had 21, but I guess we played four sets. So
you take a look at tomorrow night, most likely Kearney Catholic, unless you get a major upset here from Centura. You avenge one of your losses to Ogallala. You've got Grand Island Central Catholic 0-2, and the only other team is Kearney Catholic. I know you guys would love to win tomorrow night, so what's it going to take?
Well, you look at tonight, Wood River had one big hitter, and Kearney Catholic's got several. So, you know, our defense has got to be better. Hopefully we'll get more touches up the net on block. We just got to be better tomorrow, and the girls know that. So we want to go play. You know, we lost that game to them early in the season, and we know we're better, and I'm sure they are too. So for us, we're just going to need to play our best game, and that'll be enough. If not, we'll live with whatever happens. But we're excited for that game. You're right. We avenged them with Ogallala and didn't play well in the first one, but the second one we took care of them, and really be nice to see that happen here tomorrow night.
Well, 25-4, great season. Looking for 26 tomorrow. We'll see you here, Ed.
Thank you.
Ed Rouse, head volleyball coach of the Minden Whippets, joining us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final stats that we had for this four-set match. Here's what I had for the Wood River Eagles. Carly Redman had four service points. One of them was an ace. Connor Fisher, two kills. Amber Willoughby, one kill. Morgan Heiss led the way. Four service points. One was an ace block, and I had her for 21 kills. Angie Bauer, six service points, two of them aces, six kills. Kelsey Baugh, three service points. One was an ace. Kelly Bosser, two service points, two ace blocks and a kill. And Hope Lambrick had two ace blocks. 31 kills, four ace blocks, five ace serves for Wood River. They'll end their season at 18-11. But very young, losing just Jessica Mead, Bree Castle, and Angie Bowers as the three seniors on this team. They ought to be pretty darn amazing next season. 4 minutes. Carly Satorius, eight service points. Two of those were aces. She had one kill. Cassandra Choquette had a match-high four ace blocks, four kills. Lauren Taylor, four service points, two of them aces. Hallie Bauer had 11 service points tonight to lead the way for Minden. Two of those were aces. She also had 13 kills. Bailey Muller had 11 service points. Three of them were aces. She had three ace blocks, and she had tied for the team high with Bauer with 13 kills. Carly Bauer tonight, I had her for nine service points. Four of those were aces, six kills. And Elena Boudreau, seven service points. One was an ace and seven kills. Another balanced night for Minden. 45 kills, 7 ace blocks, 14 ace serves as the Whippets improve to 25-4, winning it 23-25, 25-13, 25-15, and 25-14. They will advance to tomorrow night's 7 o'clock final here on Classic Hits 98.9. In other volleyball action, back over at Kearney Catholic, Shelton has defeated Arapahoe 3-0. And so they will advance onto the sub-district final. Burwell is getting ready to play Ravenna. Also tonight, Adams Central has beat Central City, so they have to play Grand Island Central Catholic. That's currently going out of the breeze, 94.5 at senior high. Right now, the match in progress, St. Paul leading St. Cecilia 2-1. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the Break, to the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. If you're getting ready for winter sports, they've got all you need. And at the World Series, bottom of the fourth, Texas and San Francisco remain scoreless, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with Kearney Catholic and Centura. Again, Minden has beaten Wood River in four sets.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.